Welcome back to Triple M. We've got an exclusive for you if you're listening to this on the Omnis or the Facebook or wherever you want to listen to it. This is an original by Joe Franzone. It's called Sippin' Beers. If you want to hear about the origins of this song, then you can just go to the catch-up page, click on the link there, and you'll hear all about it. Joe, I'm really looking forward to this. Whenever you're ready, just cheers, Sean. Take it away.
Cool. So how can we pretend that we know nothing about what's going on? We tried and tried and tried again, but nothing ever came from. So who are you? We told me not to worry, you told me everything will be alright. I've been sipping on this beer like I just don't care, but I know it's not the way to go. Cause I've been waiting on tomorrow for too long. Cause I've been sipping on this beer like I just don't care, but I know it's not the way to go. Cause I've been waiting on tomorrow for too long. So how can we pretend that we know nothing about what's going on? We tried and tried and tried again, but nothing ever came from. So who are you? You told me not to worry, you told me everything will be alright. I've been sipping on this beer like I just don't care, but I know it's not the way to go. Cause I've been waiting on tomorrow for too long. Cause I've been sipping on this beer like I just don't care, but I know it's not the way to go. Cause I've been waiting on tomorrow for too long.
The Entourage loved it. I loved it. It's Joe Franzone with his second single. It's called Sippin' Beers. It was great, Joe. Mate, you're a talent. You're a talent. And all the boys liked it, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was one.
There you go. Glowing endorsement. Thanks so much, Joe. You're a legend.
Cheers, Sean. Sean for breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
Short for breakfast, Desmond's at 7:47, Triple M. It is a Friday. What a happy day it is. We've got live music on the way. I've got a lovely young man, actually a few young men in studio. I've got Joe Franzone. How are you going, mate?
Hi, Sean. How are you going?
I'm good. You brought an entourage. Yeah. You brought a crew.
Brought some of the boys in.
We've got Brad and Jake here as well. How are you lads going?
Yeah, good. How are you going, Sean?
Good to see you again, Brad. This is your second time on the radio.
Yes. Well, third now.
Oh, right. Third. There you go.
Brad's been coming along with me to all the radio gigs and he loves it. It's awesome.
Absolutely loves it. And Jake, how are you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good to hear from you blokes. And look, they're going to be cheering you on as you play a live song, which we'll get to in a little bit. But first of all, pretty exciting day for you.
Yep.
We all know you from Grand Casual. You're the guy that beats the crap out of the drums, basically, and does a great job at it. And now you're doing a little bit of a solo project. You've released a single. How exciting.
Yeah, just dropped it today, so very exciting for me. I haven't done too much of my own stuff recording-wise. I've played a lot of gigs, but recording, yeah, this is my second proper single. So that was done with Westy, and Damo jumped in on some bass as well.
So that's great, though. Is it rewarding getting something out that's just pure Joe Franzone?
Yeah, it's awesome. So it's just like my own side projects. Obviously, I'm pretty dedicated and busy with Grand Casual, but just to be able to do my own stuff and get it on so we can have a listen to it, it's really cool. So.
Well, because obviously, and as I said before, you're drumming for Grand Casual. This gives you a chance to get the guitar in there, throw around your voice as well, which is cool.
Yeah, get all that in there, a bit of keyboard. So yeah, it's good fun.
So this is called, this is your second single. This is called Sippin' Beers.
Sippin' Beers, yeah.
So what do we, tell me about it. What is this? Is this, let me guess, you're sitting down on a Sunday, you're at Taylor Street, you're looking out at the beautiful Esperance Bay,
yeah.
You're having a frothy or something, and then the song comes to you, or how did it come about?
I was in a bit of a dark time in my life in the last probably year or so, and I guess the song was a good outlet to just talk about. I know it's probably not promoting the right thing, but having a beer just taking things off your mind, whatever that might be. Mine was having a few beers. So that's where the song came about, just to get level-headed and get rid of all that stress, basically. So, yeah, that's what the song's ideally about.
We can say a lot of things about alcohol and obviously don't drink to excess. but I think you can drink responsibly, and I think there is something about heading down to, and don't drink out in public, but I have heard of people that have taken beers down to a rock on the beach, sat there, watched the waves, enjoyed a nice cold beverage. It's a really nice way to get in touch with yourself, and if you aren't feeling stressed, to unwind.
Yeah, that's it. So it's just about, you know, getting around the boys and having a, you know, bit of bonding time. So that's basically what it was about, just encouraging that sort of positive.
We're going to get that from you. It's going to be a Triple M exclusive. We'll hear that song much later. You can pick that up on the Triple M Essence Facebook page. But what we want to do first of all, before that, let's talk about Grand Casual. We alluded to it before.
Awesome.
The solo stuff is really great, but we do love Grand Casual as well. A couple weeks, 3-4 weeks, you're going to be in the studio recording. What else have you guys got going on as well?
Yeah, very excited for the recording, Sean. So we're in with Andy Lawson up in Perth at DeBasa Studios. So that's... Yeah, very exciting. I've worked with Andy before with Michael Dunstan, did some drumming on one of his EPs, and yeah, really looking forward to getting our own stuff together. From that, we'll be doing a fair bit of touring, so out of town stuff. So our plan for August is to take off to Melbourne and the East Coast.
Eastern States tour.
Getting out of WA and expanding out a bit.
So what do you do? Get a bus or like a little van or something and go up and down the coast?
We haven't talked about too much about exactly what we'll do. We'll probably fly over, get a tour and a booking manager that will just hook us up with a heap of gigs, and then we'll just hit the road, probably in a van or a small car or something, and just hit the road, try and play as much as we can and meet as many people as we can. So
that'd be really exciting, and I guess it's such good exposure as well, getting over to the eastern states. And let's face it, there's more people over there. That's just that's just a fact. So there'll be more ears listening to your stuff.
Well, I'm actually from Victoria, so
where from whereabouts?
Yeah, from Melbourne, Bendigo originally. In Melbourne, I got lots of family over there, so it'd be really cool just to, because I don't have any family here, so playing over there would be really cool and special for me anyway.
What a great reunion.
Come
over to Perth and without any music, and you come back with a, not just music, your own solo single, your own band as well. It's pretty exciting.
That's awesome. So it's going really well.
But before then, I think you guys are on at the Pier in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Just maybe give that a plug while we're here.
Yep. So that's on the 30th at the Pier, free event. That's with Noah Dillon. So he's bringing his band down from Perth. We're opening up for him. So it should be a really, really good night. That'll be our last gig in town for quite a few months, I'd say.
So pencil it in not even pencil it. Grab your pen, permanent marker, and put it in your diary. The 30th at the Pier Hotel. I mean, speaking of Joe Franzone, he is the drummer of Grand Casual. He also does his own solo stuff, and we're going to have a listen to his talents now. So we're going to get a cover. What have you got for us this morning?
To be honest, I think I'll just do a Jack Johnson.
Just a Jack Johnson.
What do you mean, just a song?
What do you mean, just a Jack Johnson? I love Jack Johnson, but it's definitely summer music, and looking outside now, it's grey. You're about a month too late, Joe.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll let you do it anyway. You've been listening to Joe Franzone. He's about to do a cover. Live music for your Friday. You listen to Sean for Breakfast.
Sean for Breakfast Catch Up on Triple M.
Sean for Breakfast, Esperance is 7:47, Triple M. Exciting times here in the studio. We've got some live music coming for you. Before we get into that, though, Joe, we're talking about Grand Casual, your band. Now, if people want to see Grand Casual out and about, they might want to travel to Albany or around WA where you guys are playing. You've got a website.
We do, yeah. So we've got an up and running website, grandcasual.com. So, yeah, you can check out all the info. It's got posters, all upcoming things, blogs, all the rest of it, videos. So.
Blogs? Do you write a blog?
I've written one maybe in the past, but Kaiser normally does all that. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, I want to see you writing more blogs. But do that after this song. This is Jack Johnson, Triple M. Enjoy.
How many times must we go through this? You'll always be my woman, I thought you knew this. How many times must we go through this? You always remark us, Cupid only misses sometimes. So how many times must we go through this? You always be my woman, I thought you knew this. How many times must we go through this? You always remark us, Cupid only misses sometimes. Cause we could end up broken hearted if they try to tell this why all this started, and they try to tell you love fades with time. You tell them there's no such thing as time, cause it's our time. It's our time. So how many times must we go through this? You always be my woman, I thought you knew this. How many times must we go through this? You always be my woman, cause Cupid only misses sometimes. End up broken hearted if they try to tell you why all this started, and they try to tell you love fades with time. You tell them there's no such thing as time, cause it's our time. Cause it's our time. It's our time. It's our time. It's our time.
Wow, that was amazing. You just seem so comfortable in your voice. I think that Jack Johnson range is definitely you. What, Brad, Jake, the entourage, what do you reckon? Going to give it a round of applause or what? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, that was really good, Joe.
Yeah.
Cheers, Sean. Cheers, boys.
Well, okay, look, what we're going to do is we'll stick around, obviously. We've got Sippin' Beers, the latest single, which has dropped today, a Triple M exclusive. We'll put that up on the Facebook page. Mate, Joe, thanks so much for joining me in studio.
Thanks, Sean. Legend.